I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You've heard the news reports of people sometimes getting sick on cruise ships. Want to know one of the major reasons? Well, I can't prove it, but hear me out. I actually think it's because of the cruise industry's draconian cancellation policies. Most cruise lines have strict policies as to when you can actually cancel your trip without incurring a huge penalty or losing all your money. On Royal Caribbean, for example, for cruises 6 nights or longer, you must cancel 75 days in advance to get a full refund. Just recently, Carnival quietly tightened its cancellation policy. To get back 50% of your money, you must give at least 56 days' notice on most cruises. That means passengers who start feeling ill before they set sail have everything to lose if they cancel. The best way to get around these draconian rules? Try to purchase cancel for any reason travel insurance. But read the fine print. More often than not, there's a hefty premium there as well. But now at least you know my feelings as to, when people get sick, who's really to blame. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.